Greedy Cat's Door by Joy Cowley. Illustrated by Robin Belton. On Christmas Day, Greedy Cat had a big dinner. He had a bowl of meat and gravy and a big bowl of pudding. But he was still hungry.
Meow, meow, meow.
No more dinner for you, said Mum. Off you go, you greedy cat. Greedy Cat stomped to his door. Out went his head. Wriggle, wriggle. Out went his front legs. Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. But his back legs did not go out.
Yowl!
Cried Greedy Cat. Katie looked at the back end of Greedy Cat, sticking out of the cat door. Greedy Cat is stuck, she said. The cat door is too small. No, said Dad. That cat is too big.
Meow,
cried Greedy Cat. Don't worry, Greedy Cat. I'll help you, said Katie. She pushed and pushed. Greedy Cat wriggled and wriggled. Wriggle, wriggle. Push, push. Pop! Look at the cat door, cried Mum. Greedy Cat is wearing it. Katie laughed. She said, Poor old Greedy Cat. He looks so funny. I know what you need, Greedy Cat, said Dad. The next day, Dad put in a new door. This is a door for dogs, he said.
You will not get stuck now, said Katie.
Purr, said Greedy Cat.
My own greedy cat was black and white and weighed 10 kilograms. One day, I growled at him for stealing food. Off he shot, like a rocket, out through the cat door. But his extra lunch took the door off its frame, and he ended up in the backyard wearing a cat door around his middle, like a funny skirt. Now there's an idea for a story, I thought. Joy Cowley.